Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Welcome to the first of our four-part series featuring music from the 2016 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. This very popular festival, which has been running since 2003, has presented amazing music from the finest artists in bluegrass, including the James King Band, Balsam Range, and Flat Lonesome. And we were there again this year recording more outstanding performances. In today's episode, we present the five-member band Nothing Fancy from Virginia, a band celebrated for their smooth vocal blends, stirring performances, and irrepressible humor. But first, before we get into the music, let's just listen to part of an interview Whitehorse producer Steve Gedros had with the band during the festival.
I'm Steve Gedros, and we're coming at you from the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival here in downtown Haines Junction, Yukon. I'm with members of Nothing Fancy today, and I'd like to thank you guys for taking the time to speak to me today. Welcome to the Yukon.
Thank you, Steve. It's our pleasure to be here.
Yep, appreciate it.
Let's begin by having you identify yourselves and what your role is in the band.
I'm Chris Sexton, and I play the fiddle in the band, and right now, sometimes I sing all the parts, but only when I'm needed to.
And I'm Caleb Cox, and I play guitar in the band and try to sing tenor, and I also handle the bathroom cleaning duties on the bus.
Good man.
He does a great job. I'm Mike Andes. I play the mandolin and sing lead and have a great time putting up with these guys.
Tell us about the other members that aren't with us today.
The other members, Mitchell Davis is our resident banjo player. He lives in Lexington, Virginia. And Tony Shorter is our resident bass player, who also lives in Lexington, Virginia. They're on R&R this weekend, and we have some great fill-ins. When it comes to, you know, Mitchell Davis and Tony Shorter, you got to really search to find somebody qualified to take their place. So we're very fortunate this weekend to have Marshall Wilburn play bass with us, and Chris Wade is playing banjo with us, is filling in, and the guys are really doing a great job. We're having a great time.
Marshall's been before, so we're familiar with his playing. He's a wonderful bass player.
He is actually able to kind of fill me in on what was going to be happening up here, so that was a good
helpful
move.
Great. Okay, thanks for that. Before we get rolling, I just wanted to congratulate you on your induction into the Virginia Country Music Hall of Fame. That is a huge honor. There's a lot of great bands from there, so congratulations.
Thank
on
you
that
very much. That is a very nice honor, and looks good on the resume.
Does also, it ever?
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Does it ever? Okay, now I've read a little bit about this, but maybe somebody can tell me how the name Nothing Fancy came to be. It looks to me like Mitchell was in a country band by that same name. Is that correct?
He was prior to us. And actually, the way the name came about, we were in line to enter a contest in Cremora, Virginia, okay, which is the home place of Mack Wiseman.
Okay.
They had the East Coast Country Music Championship, and I think it was 1994 that we were lined up there to enter this contest, and we'd filled out the application, and we were handed it in, and the lady said, well, you didn't put a name on it, and we didn't have one.
Right.
So we kind of looked around at each other. Mitchell said, well, you might as well call us Nothing Fancy, and she wrote it down, and we won basically everything that we had entered. We won the band contest and the instrumental contest, and the name stuck.
Right. I think it's a brilliant name for a bluegrass band.
It really has been good for marketing. It's a lot of times you have to, when you tell someone, they say, you know, what's the name of your band? And we say, Nothing Fancy. And they look at us kind of funny, and then you say, well, you really need to check us out. And it's kind of a neat marketing tool.
Great. Whatever does that, that's a huge help. Well, I know, Mike, you're one of the founding members, and you talked about this a little bit, but maybe you can talk about how Nothing Fancy evolved from the East Coast Bluegrass Band.
Well, you know, Chris and myself, we were involved. His dad played banjo in the East Coast Bluegrass Band, and I've known Chris a long time and saw him come up through the ranks as not only a classical violinist, but evolving into bluegrass because of his dad playing banjo. and Mitchell Davis was in the East Coast Bluegrass Band. And we just kind of got together with the original guitar guy, Gary Ferris, and Tony Shorter, and kind of like a parking lot thing, jam session type thing. And we started realizing that we had a real good blend. You know, the harmony was real tight. We had a good feel on what music we liked, as far as we loved the country gentleman's type music, Seldom Seen, Hot Rise, you know, all those bands back in the day. And it was fun. It really was. And we took the fun part of it, and we sat down one night and said, guys, what do we want to do with this? And we all had the same ideas. We wanted to play music as a profession. And, you know, we said we're going to have to make a commitment. And we made that commitment that night as the band took off playing private parties, private events, and then getting a festival here and there. Guy Carawan was our original fiddle player in Nothing Fancy. Okay. He didn't want to travel as much as the rest of us did, so he kind of fell off the wayside. Chris come on board.
They operated as a quartet for a couple of years, and they kind of had me as a session player for the second and the third album. Okay. I came in for a couple sessions on the second album. I played about six songs. But the next album, they had me on every song except for two, and one of them was an acapella, and the other one only had a guitar. So I'm like, well, I think I can see where things are going. So
yes.
So when they asked me if I wanted to make that commitment and be part of the band, I could see it going that direction. They were already having me play up here with them at gigs that they already had, little local gigs, and I'm driving, you know, two and a half hours to get to these things, and thinking, you know, it's a long drive, but this could be the start of something interesting. And I was like, I'm getting paid to do this.
Yes.
I might not, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Right.
And let's see, 18 years later,
it's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, Chris and I and Mitchell could see a problem approaching by being in both bands, the East Coast Bluegrass Band, which I considered was my band at the time. And we could just see that things were getting ready to come to a head. I mean, the East Coast Bluegrass Band, we weren't really one of these bands that was striving to become professional. We were playing private parties and not really the festival scene. And probably one of the hardest things I've ever did in my musical career was having to tell the guys in East Coast bands, like, guys, I don't like the word quitting, but
yes.
I'm moving on to nothing. And that's a funny phrase. I'm moving on to nothing fancy. And then Chris, you know, he's coming along board also. He's kind of evolving into it also. And Mitchell. So we kind of, the East Coast band, they hung together there for a little while afterwards. And, kept the name going, but Nothing Fancy has done what we wanted it to do. You know, we're trying to step up the ladder each and every year. Now we got Caleb on board, and that has really taken us a leap and a bound. You know,
excellent,
because he's a young'un. He's bringing the young age into us, and we needed that. We really did. You know, you can get complacent in what you're doing, and
in any field.
I mean, like I said, you know, we've been together since 1994, and all of a sudden you need a little shot in the arm to a little B12 or something there to wake you up. And Caleb is our B12 right now.
Even though Caleb keeps claiming he wrote "Sunny Side of the Mountain" back in 1952.
Did he? Oh, you reincarnated?
Yeah, it was in a former life.
Okay, I know that we talked about this a little bit, but you've paid tribute to the work of the Country Gentlemen and the Seldom Seen. Talk about their influence. What is it about these bands that are so important to you?
Well, you know, when I was starting to play music and I heard the Country Gentlemen, that was what I liked. You know, I enjoyed Charlie's vocal because I could understand every word that he sung.
And of course.
I enjoyed their choice of material.
Okay.
I'm just going to be flat honest about myself. I'm not a huge fan of the real early bluegrass music. I mean, I'm a fan of the tradition of it and what it did for the music to grow.
Okay.
But as any individual, you find things that you like, and I loved the Country Gentlemen.
Okay.
And from the Country Gentlemen, the Seldom Seen, Hot Rise, you know, all these groups, it was, you know, it really stuck in my head. I mean, I didn't get to travel to concerts. My family, I mean, how I learned to play was playing along with cassette tapes and 33 record albums.
Okay.
You know, I saved up my allowance and bought a big stereo system for my bedroom, and I wore that out in 2 years, pushing rewind and play, rewind and play, because I played with some of the best back in that day, you know, because I played
in your own room.
Oh, that's right, boy. I've had the country gentleman I picked right along, John Duffy. I mean, you know, I thought that was the greatest stuff in the world, so I couldn't believe it. And then later on in my career, Charlie Waller recorded a song I wrote, Heaven Got an Angel.
Okay.
And that still gives me goosebumps to think about that, because here's my idol recording a song that I had written.
That is pretty special.
From that moment, I got to meet him, and he and I became close friends, and found out later he was a huge fan of Nothing Fancy.
Isn't that perfect?
He gave us one of the best compliments that we'll probably ever receive. It was actually the weekend before he passed away.
It was his last show.
His last show. He was on stage. When he went on stage, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen," he said, "I don't know if you've listened to that band, Nothing Fancy," but he said, "they are what the country gentleman used to be."
Wow.
And we were sitting there. We were in the audience. We just about sunk into the chairs, you know. But,
of course.
He was a dear friend and such a true talent and very optimistic. You know, we went to him when we were deciding to do this as a business and stuff, and he said, "Charlie, you know," he said, "everybody wants to say you can't make any money in bluegrass music." Charlie said, "Well, that's bull.
Yeah.
If you want to make money, if you want to make a living playing music, you can do it." And he said, "It's a business."
Right. I think I read that he was 47 years with the country gentleman.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
And just think, go back through his music and just listen to how the sound, and I don't know how bands do that. I'm thinking Nothing Fancy to the era of doing that. He carries that sound through those 47 years. You can hear a song in the distance playing on a radio and know that it's a country gentleman song.
And I remember when I was a kid, you know, when growing up around, Dad played bluegrass all the time and the trucks and various cars that he owned through the years. And there was that one guy with that real distinct voice that, you know, didn't sound like anything else on the radio. And I always wondered who that was.
Yeah.
And I didn't know for years and years and years. I had no idea. I just never asked my dad, who's that guy with that really awesome voice? I should have probably said that. But years later, you know, I'm traveling down the road with these guys and they're talking about the country gentleman. And I remember the band name Country Gentleman. I was like, "Oh, that's the guy with that really cool voice."
Sure enough.
Well, then I go to Spigma one year, and this is the same year that, you know, he learned that song from me, Mike.
Yeah.
I find myself going to the elevator. I'm coming downstairs to the lobby of the hotel where all the jams are. And this gentleman steps onto the elevator with me. It is Charlie Waller.
Wow.
And I don't know what to say to him. I'm just like, "Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard the elevator. Which floor, sir?"
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I feel like that elevator operator guy. Just
right.
I'll push your button for you. There you go.
Right.
So yeah, Charlie was a big influence pretty much on all of us. And then you talk about the Seldom Scene. You take that album live at the cellar door, and when you're 14 years old or 13 years old, and you hear that album. If you don't like that and can't get that feel of what a live bluegrass show is all about, then something's wrong with your hearing, because that album, you can't help but laugh and enjoy. There's one woman that screams after every song, and she has the same scream, you know, and I picked that out right away from that album. I thought these guys were having the time of their life
right.
on this stage, and here it is. It's recorded, and I'm listening to it, and, you know, Ben drops his thumb pick on the one song, and
okay.
they just keep on playing while he's bending over and picking it up, and you can visualize it.
Okay.
And,
you know,
Starling's
there. You're there with him in the room.
You know, that's a 50-cent shot there, buddy, or
right,
something, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So that, you know, the Seldom Scene was
Duffy
right
calling
there.
Aldridge his legendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Various times his legendship
right.
over
okay.
here.
Okay. Caleb, how about you? Who are big influences on your
well,
play?
You know, I came up in a little bit different era.
Sure.
As far as the evolution of the music when I was coming up, my parents were always really big on Alison Krauss.
Okay.
So I grew up listening to her, same kind of thing like with, you know, Chris riding around in the truck with his dad listening to Country Gentleman.
Yes.
I was usually listening to Alison Krauss.
Right.
And I think my first bluegrass show that I ever went to, that was really all I knew about bluegrass up to that point, aside from just really old stuff. My grandpa listened to a lot of Jim and Jesse McReynolds.
Of course, yeah.
Who are some of my idols now.
Okay.
You know, I listen to them all the time. But I went to see I think it was third time out.
Okay.
At the Appomattox County High School when I was young. I barely remember the show, but I do remember it. And just thinking, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. And I got into third time out and some of the older Doyle stuff.
Okay.
And things kind of that era. The original Lonesome River Band
okay.
was a huge influence
of
mine.
Were you playing at that point?
Yeah. I'd really just started to get into bluegrass okay. like a lot.
Okay.
And doing it all the time. So I did like Mike did. I'd spend all my allowance on CDs and, you know, different tapes and everything I could find.
CDs, not cassettes.
Cassette tapes. Yeah. There was CDs then. I remember I asked for a CD player for Christmas for years, and like 3 or 4 years in a row, and I finally got it. And from that point on, I just bought CDs, all I could buy, you know, of all that old stuff. And I kind of got away from it for a little while and got where I was listening to the more modern stuff.
Okay.
And
acoustic music?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More acoustic, more like, you know, the Punch Brothers.
Okay, yeah.
Newer, kind of out in left field, stuff like that. And then the more that I play music, the more I keep going back to that older stuff.
Isn't that interesting?
I keep going back to it. And now that's all I listen to. Like, I don't hardly listen to music if it came out after 1975.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm kind of going in the opposite. You know, I started off listening to the new stuff and working my way back. Right.
Right.
I don't really think that's a bad thing.
Because, no, that's a really good thing,
Caleb,
I believe.
Caleb impresses me all the time. It's like his brain can get bored with a certain break on a song, and the next weekend we go out, he's got something totally redone, whether it still matches the melody, it still carries everything, but
right.
You can tell that it's a little bit new to him, so it's exciting. So he's probably coming from this newer stuff and says, wait a minute, I heard this old lick here, I'm going to throw that in with it. And,
right.
You know,
right.
It, cool.
And,
he always knows he's up to something. He's got that he's got that little twinkle in his eye to let you know, I'm about to mess up your world.
The only thing we rehearse when it comes to our shows is the songs itself, just to familiarize ourselves before we go on stage, and the rest of the antics and everything that goes on is not rehearsed.
Okay.
That's why I have all this gray hair in my beard right now. But
what are they going to do now?
Exactly. If you come to one of our live shows, which I encourage people to do, try to sit as close to the stage as you can and watch what goes on, because you'll see the look of fear in our eyes sometimes, the laughter of
panic.
Idiots sometimes.
Panic.
You know, the sadness of whatever sometimes. But the bottom line, the music's great, and the entertainment factor is always going above the limits. You
That's
know, it's just amazing.
Terrific. We're kind of coming to the end of our time, and I know we've talked about this a little bit, but maybe you can give us an idea what an audience can expect when they see nothing fancy.
An audience can expect good music, good tight harmony, nice looking bunch of guys standing in front of them, and a huge amount of entertainment.
Right.
We take it seriously. We've won the award for entertaining group of the year with Spigma 7 times, I guess it's been. We enjoy what we're doing.
Yes.
It's not fake. You know, I can sit here and talk to you about it for another hour, but
right.
if you don't come to the live show and see it, you'll never know what I was talking about. But we will give them their money's worth, and they will leave with a smile on their face.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you guys again for taking this time to speak to me.
Hey, Steve, I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much, Steve.
You can hear Steve Gedrose's full interview on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just click on the Jam Live link. Bluegrass music is known for its upbeat tempo, accentuated by lightning-fast instrumental solos. For this episode, however, we slow the pace down a bit by including some of the band's sweet melodic songs, colored with a touch of melancholy, Nothing Fancy.
The moon is high and the stars are bright. There's something in the air, I can feel it tonight. The music is low and the candlelight too. Well, I want to slow dance with you. The
day was long. It seemed like nothing went right. And all I could think about was holding you tight. So now here we are, and the day is all through. Well, I want to slow dance with you. Slow dance and hold you in my arms. Slow dance, protect you from all harm. Slow dance until the morning is new. Well, I want to slow dance with you. Pass by, and older we'll grow. The gray will find our hair someday, I know. And no matter what happens, whatever we do, I will always want to slow dance with you. And hold you in my arms. Slow dance, protect you from all harm. Slow dance until the morning is new. I want a slow dance with you. Protect you from all harm. Slow dance until the morning is new. Well, I want a slow dance with you. I want to slow dance with you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, this is off of the new album also. We hope you like it. It goes like this.
That didn't sound right, man.
No, that didn't.
Well,
Well, it was good one time. Everything was mighty fine. Cold tipples roared day and night. Things, they got slow for no reason that I know. And the ill winds blew through the skies. The mines all closed down. Everybody just laid around. No, there wasn't very much left to do except stand in that line and get your rations gripped on time. And woman, I could see it was killing you. Now the soft new snows of December, they lightly fall my cabin round. I saw the last train from Port Valley taken. Brown-haired Becky, Richmond bound. Coming on and on, and yes, soon you will be gone. Leaving's crossed your mind every day, and then you said to me, things are bad back home, you see, and I guess I'd better be on my way. Now, but I never could somehow. A miner's wife, you weren't cut out to be. No, it wasn't what you thought, just an old dream that you bought. You left your home and you ran away. Now the soft new snows of December lightly fall my cabin round. I saw the last train from Poor Valley taken. Richmond bound. I saw the last train from Poor Valley taken. Brown-haired Becky, Richmond bound.
All right, we'll do this song for you. We hope you like it. This is one that I wrote. It's entitled Silas Brown.
He was an old-time carpenter, and he lived back in the hills. I never knew of anything, well, that old man couldn't build. He built houses, barns, and churches for the folks for miles around. He was an old-time carpenter, and his name was Silas Brown. He seemed to me an old man back when I was young. His calloused hands were hard as steel, and his voice was soft and warm. He gave life to his creations, to him they were his very own. And just like children to a mother, how he cherished everyone. He was an old-time carpenter, and he lived back in the hills. I never knew of anything, well, that old man couldn't build. He built houses, barns, and churches for the folks for miles around. He was an old-time carpenter, and his name was Silas Brown. By his side, bending nails and cutting boards and laying out the lines. He would laugh each and every time while I would slip and hit my thumb, and I would cuss underneath my breath till the job was all done. He was an old-time carpenter, and he lived back in the hills. I never knew of anything, well, that old man couldn't build. He built houses, barns, and churches for miles around. He was an old-time carpenter, and his name was Silas Brown.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
today. I had tucked them away with a pair of white gloves and a fan. I held them a while, and they took me back and made me smile as I remembered the touch of your hand. It was a midsummer's night. The village green was in light, and paper lanterns surrounded the band. And they played waltzes till dawn, till all the couples were gone. And I remember the touch of your hand. And now the face in the mirror is older. The children worry and know they don't understand. But in dreams I still dance and remember the touch of your hand. Touch of your hand. No, I don't live for the past, but in dreams I still dance and remember the touch of your.
Here's a fiddle tune to get you wound up, a little bit of a thing called Wheel Hoss. gentlemen, Chris Sexton.
Thank you.
Woo! If that don't light your fire, your wood's wet.
Speaking of which,
we're going to slow it down right now because sometimes we need to catch our breath. And there's a beautiful little baby right there that whenever we play a fast song, the mother has it on the lap and the baby's just getting a good workout. And then, so we're going to slow it down. We might even sing her to sleep. You never know. But it goes like this. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try and change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Due on the road, get the music done and move along. What good does it do when I play my songs for her and hear her say, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try and change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love's been good to you, and even so, she comes to me when it's late at night. The times I hear her say, wait a minute. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Been waiting for you 30 days and nights without a rest. Gotta hold on. There's 25 more to go, and once again, I can hear her say, hey, wait a minute. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? You try and change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Did I hear you say you're going far away again? You try and change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Well, here it is, folks. A good old Bob Dylan bluegrass tune. It's entitled The Girl from the North Country.
Where the wind blows cold on the borderland, I remember me to the one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. If traveling in a snowflake storm, where the rivers freeze and summer's end, we see if she has a coat so warm to protect her from the howl. Wind. If you're traveling in a North Country fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderland, I remember me to the one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. If her hair hangs long and flows in ringlets round her breast, please see for me if her hair hangs long, for that's the way I remember her best. If you're traveling in a North Country fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderland, I remember me to the one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. Well, I wonder if she'll remember me, you know. Many times I have often prayed in the darkness of my night and in the stillness of my day. If you're traveling in the North Country fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderland, I remember me to the one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
Right now, we'll do a song that goes out to each and every one of you folks, and it comes from our hearts to you, and we mean this sincerely. We hope you like our version of it also. It goes like this.
walk through this world with me. Go where I go. Share all my dreams with me. I need you so. In life we search, and few of us find. I've looked for you a long, long time, and now that I found you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand and walk through this world with me.
You've been listening to a live performance from the Virginian band Nothing Fancy, recorded by Jam Live on June 11th and 12th, 2016, at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. We would like to thank the Yukon Bluegrass Music Society for all their support. Also, a big thank you to Steve Gedros for preparing and conducting the interview. This show is brought to you by Junction Arts and Music, written and produced by Dieter Gade, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this show, there's lots more to entertain you on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live page. Cheers!